Welcome to week four of Loud and Obnoxious, featuring your hosts, Kip, Billionaire, and P-Dub. How are we this evening, boys?
Whoop, whoop! Doing great, Skip.
I'm doing pretty well.
I like that. I like that enthusiasm, gentlemen. I got a feeling it's because the NFL is back, and I'm excited as y'all are. So we'll go ahead and hit the ground running. This evening's episodes, we're going to kind of clip on some quick hits like we usually do to start the episode, and then we're going to go through the gambling recap from week one. Maybe do some apologies for our behavior last week, seeing as how it turned out. And then we'll go through the recap of the NCAA, touch on notable games, things of that nature, as well as run down week two of NCAA. And then we'll segue smoothly into gambling picks after that. And so after we discuss this week's picks that we all have hot takes on, we're going to do a little NFL predictions. Four divisions for two conferences, three guys. We're going to write them all down, post them on the internet so that we can make fun of each other, similar to how we did with the NCAA picks and how that's already a bust. So let's get this party started. All right, all right, all right. Everybody doing y'all ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Good deal, good deal. Well, the start of quick hits, I think the first thing we need to discuss that everyone's been talking about in college football has got to be Texas A&M just blowing a huge lead to UCLA. And then, obviously, Sumlin was on the hot seat before the season started. So, what do we think after week one? How long does Kevin Sumlin stay around? Phil?
Why didn't they just Lane Kiffin his ass after that game? I mean, if he's on the hot seat already and you do something like that, Why waste like any more time? You know, LSU waited a couple weeks too long last year. I mean, they should probably just pull the trigger now. I mean, if he has, you know, a questionable game against the poor team, or you know, loses another close one, I think he might not make it through the season.
Well, that's the thing. Just get rid of him now. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Why leave it in suspense? He's not going to survive the season. They're not going to turn this around. They have no chance. So why not just get rid of him? Just say, hey, you're out here. He's a distraction. Bye. No more questions about Sumlin. And they try to move on. It's a lost season already. You can tell. I know how they feel. Like, that looked like Ole Miss last year, Florida State.
I didn't even.
All right, that's fair. But that's. Go ahead, Phil.
I didn't even watch the second half. I turned the game off. I had no idea. Like, I was like, this is getting out of hand. I think I even gloated about how one of my other picks was going to be Texas A&M to win straight up. I even started gloating about that to y'all.
You did.
And
yeah. You were being real smug at the end of the day.
I was at the end of the day. So, you know, I guess I deserve that one. But I didn't even see it happen.
Here's my hot take. Yeah, and I didn't catch the end of it either, but here's my take on it. One thing before you cut someone loose is you got to have a strong replacement. I don't know if John Chavis is your defense coordinator, is going to be your shot caller, or your offense coordinator, whomever that may be. But you got to have some kind of system in place before you let him go. But I imagine they kind of had this thought out prior to the season. Like we said, he is on the hot seat. But at the same time, he could easily turn this around. That's one fucking game. Losing a game in literally like September, the beginning of September, he can beat Arkansas in 2 weeks and be back in the saddle of not only is he 1-0 in the SEC, but he's not necessarily out of it. But yeah, I mean, if he goes on to get steamrolled in 2 weeks in Dallas versus Arkansas, then yeah, I can understand what y'all are saying with Lane Kiffin him, or like Pierce said, the season's already dead to rights. But it's hard for me to agree with that after just a measly loss. But some of that wasn't necessarily on the coach's fault. It wasn't like Shanahan running the ball in the Super Bowl.
Blowing a lead like that, like, sets the tone for the season. Like, it's really hard to bounce back from blowing something that terribly bad, you know?
You would know.
That defense count it.
Oh, yeah, no, the Saints, lost a heartbreaker, like, that, similar to that, not that big of a lead, against the Raiders' first game of the season. And I said, season's over. We're not going to come back from something like that.
I was making a sexual joke, but that's cool.
Didn't catch it.
Well, number one, look, man, that defense is awful. They can't stop anybody. There's just no hope. That looked just like Ole Miss at the end of the Florida State game. They're going to blow more leads. They don't have a quarterback. Their quarterback got hurt. What's his face? He was looking pretty good, too. This Kellen Mond kid, I mean, he's a freshman. He can run, but he can't. He was 3-for-17 throwing the ball. I get it's his first game, but they're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
Well, okay, I'll take that. And, you know, especially since Mississippi State doesn't get them for a couple weeks, hopefully they don't find their groove in the meantime. But if there's a down team in the SEC West, I'm glad to have them on my schedule. So I won't complain if they are, in fact, donezo for the season, or cunsel of the season, as Pierce has called it.
They're done. They're finished. Mark it down right now, September, whatever day this is. Texas A&M is done. Kevin Sumlin will not see October 1st.
Fair enough. Oh, that's a bold play. Okay, so going from one team in the SEC West that everyone was talking about to another, Bama just raped the shit out of Florida State. Like, holy shit. That was hard to watch, yet awesome to watch.
Yeah, they don't miss a beat, man. They're kind of ridiculous. It's almost unfair.
They're a machine. I mean, they look the same every year, you know? Just plug in different players.
Seven dudes got drafted in the first four rounds on defense. I mean, and they just look like they didn't lose anybody. It's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, they just pillaged Florida. And, I mean, I bet Florida State. I said it last week on the show that I didn't think that the gap in, I guess, skill level was more than a touchdown, especially on a neutral field. Man, I was so fucking wrong. Yeah. that was like my Wyoming call. I couldn't have been more wrong. Like, both of those, I couldn't have been more wrong. And goodness gracious, I guess that's kind of part of the game. But Florida State's not only dropped to number 10, but they've lost their quarterback for the season. And the odds makers in Pierce's town of Vegas have dropped them from like 10 or 15 to 1 to like 25 or 30 to 1.
Oh, talking about teams that are also done after week one, Texas A&M and Florida State. Like, I completely underestimated Clemson, y'all. Like, I watched the first two drives of Clemson and just felt like a jackass for picking Florida State. And then Florida State lays the egg, Francois gets hurt, and now I'm just like, well, obviously, Clemson.
Yeah, duh. I lost that pick as well.
Yeah, we all lost that pick. Phil had it too.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. We all had Florida State. Every one of us
I
had
did
Florida
not.
State. Okay, I can prove to you. Okay, carry on.
We'll go to the tapes after the episode, and then we can hold each other's feet over the fire.
Absolutely did not.
All right. So, you know, so we touched on a little bit of the college football weekend, or at least the quick takes, and then we'll kind of go in depth in a minute. But one thing that we should probably touch on that happened, just broke news about an hour ago, was Zeke's suspension is upheld. But at the same time, he's allowed to play week one because the arbitrator took too long to bring his decision. Son of a bitch. As a Cowboys fan, I'm going to go ahead and spear this one. I thought I was going to get dropped at least a couple games. I mean, I didn't think he was going to get away scot-free, but I figured he'd get a couple games reduced. I mean,
told you.
Shit.
Told you.
Yeah, I thought it would get dropped too, but NFL can do whatever they want, clearly.
Yeah, and I guess you're already bitter from the old Deflate Gate, but the Bounty Gate. So,
yes, I am.
I guess Zeke didn't really hold his own or make it easy on the NFL. They were like, dude, you just continue to make a mess of the system or of your behavior and everything in regards to it. So he kind of deserved some suspension after everything's said and done, but I definitely thought it was going to be reduced. So sucks. I hate to hear that, but here we go. Pierce is showing Phil's picks.
Oh, man, did Phil just get burned or what? Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, LSU. We all picked Florida State.
I'm sorry, I misheard. I thought you meant I took them in the game last week.
Oh, I was talking about for the playoff, how wrong I was about
Clemson.
Oh, no,
yeah, I took them for the playoff. I thought y'all said I took them for the game last week.
Okay, well, anyway, no, you didn't. You definitely staunchly took Alabama. I agreed with you. Kip was wrong. He was wrong about Wyoming. Let's move on. We got it. We're good.
So Kip, swing and a miss for Kip. And speaking of another swing and miss, Brock Osweiler back to Denver.
Oh, wow.
This guy has had more jobs than I have in the last year, which is hard to say for most people. But at the same time, Cleveland's going to pay him $16 million. You only have to pay him $700,000. And the quarterback by committee in Denver's not really that strong. I still think the best quarterback is the guy with the broken hand and the somewhat of a crazy attitude in Chad Kelly. So
Swag Kelly.
I hope when LA was signing him to the contract, they said, Brock, you're my bitch.
Yeah, because he looks like a bitch. I mean, think about his last year. Like, he went from Denver to Houston, couldn't win a job, got traded to Cleveland. He couldn't win the Browns quarterback job. And then, like, oh, my God, he had to go crawling back to fucking John Elway. What a little bitch.
He wanted $17 million from them or whatever, and what is he signing for now, like the league minimum?
Well, he's still getting a $17 million. He's still getting
from the Browns.
He's still making – yeah, well, what do you get in the end from the Texans and Browns total? Like 30-something million bucks for a year of not doing shit? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's kind of like my dream of being on the injured list and getting paid.
Like a backup kicker, you know?
No, like starting QB money, dude. Guaranteed. And then, boom, fuck my knee up. Done. Done. But I'm still getting that 45. Or how much does Stafford get? Like,
well, yeah. 92 million guaranteed. Like, yeah. He should go blow out his knee for sure.
Oh, dude, if I was him, I would go fuck my shit up as quick as I could and just be like, well, done, sorry, I don't got to deal with this bullshit. CTE's going to kill you anyway, bud.
Yeah, and luckily, I mean, he didn't take a lot of hits being behind Peyton for 3 years and then sitting upright in Arizona State, so he may be safe. He may get, just walk, laugh all the way to the bank and call it a career in, like, 2018. So I guess he'll be laughing in the end. It's kind of like when people make fun of the MySpace guy. He's rich as shit, not doing anything while we all reap the benefit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he totally got punked, but you're right. He's rich as hell, living on some island somewhere.
Exactly.
Cool.
Hanging out in Scottsdale with a bunch of underage women. It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. I mean, hell yeah. Playing golf. Having fun.
There we go. So that's that's this week's rendition of Quick Hits. So we'll go ahead and move into our next topic of the evening. A gambling recap from the week, and I guess Phil kind of touched on it a little bit about how he didn't pick Florida State and how I did poorly. But let's do some gambling recaps. I know last week we ripped on Phil pretty mightily because he came in here unprepared and just kind of picked five random fucking games out of his ass. But I want to apologize. I was trying to tell you I would bet against you, and I think you ended up going 4-1. So my apologies, Phil. I'll admit it. I eat crow every now and then, and it's usually when it's in gambling regard. So my apologies. Pierce?
I'll accept your apology. I was going to tear you all a new one, you know, go on a rant.
Well, you might want to rethink that because I don't apologize one bit. I do not apologize one fucking bit. You basically, like, put a blindfold on and tried to play pin the tail on the fucking
donkey.
That's
bullshit.
And walked up. That's basically what you did. You said you didn't
do research. And I mean, I'm sorry I didn't have time. I glanced at the spreads. I'm just that good that I can take one look at it and be like, yeah, those five games stick out to me. And the only one I lost was my fanboy pick for Florida Atlantic with Lane Kiffin. So,
I want to go on record too and say, well, I guess, like, Florida State was a bad preseason pick, but that FAU was a pretty bad preseason pick.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I had Wyoming. That's a pretty bad pick.
Yeah.
I mean, but that was also that impromptu segment. Who's your underdog?
New Year's Six bowl game. Not play.
Oh, okay. I don't even think I picked one of those. Or if I did,
you picked Colorado.
No, I did and then amended it.
That doesn't sound like me. Yeah, that doesn't sound like me.
You picked the Pirate, Washington State.
Arrgh! Mike Leach. Fuck yeah, baby. Yeah. That definitely
all right.
Something I would do.
There you go. So apparently we smoked too much weed because we can't remember shit, but whatever. So I apologize. Pierce did not. That's totally cool. But yeah, Phil did go 4-1
but
for those
congrats,
keeping track at home.
You won week one. Congratulations. I will say that. I mean, I'll still give you credit for picking games, but I'm not going to apologize for being a dick because that's kind of like my psyche, my personality.
That's your stick?
Yeah, that's my stick. And I'm going to live and die on this fucking hill, baby.
I like it. I'm not going to lie. We need that. So I do. Phil's got a one-game lead, and I guess we can kind of turn this pick 'em series. Not only will Phil
let's do that.
Yeah, we'll do this.
Let's overall.
Yeah, it's kind of like the NFL, like they do in CBS, where they tell you who did well at the end of the year.
We got a lead dog.
There we go.
We're a lone wolf. See, that's why we should be picking the same games. We could do some shit like that. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Semantics.
It lets you pick whatever games you want. But speaking of, so we did the recaps. Phil's got a one-game lead on Pierce and I for the going into week two, thanks to Wyoming, those fucking cunts. So let's talk about this week's picks. Pierce, who you got? We'll let you start.
Okay. All right. I got the – well, I said lock of the year last week for that Ole Miss over.
Hey,
but
there's Stone Cold locks of the year every week if you hit them.
Yeah. And Well, and I got another one, baby. Okie State, South Alabama over 66. I don't know why the fuck Oklahoma State is playing at South Alabama. Why they're going to Monroe. I mean, Mobile. I have no fucking idea. But it doesn't matter. Okie State, that Rudolph guy and his wideouts. I think they have the best wideouts in the country. They barely eclipse Ole Miss. I'm kind of biased. But I like that over at 66. Louisville, UNC over 64.5. Don't need to explain that. There's going to be a lot of points in that one. Oklahoma Sooners at Ohio State plus 7.5. I don't know if y'all are going to agree with me on that.
Let's touch on that one. That's but
Baker Mayfield, baby. Yeah, it's a big game, and I was not impressed. I don't know about y'all. Yeah, but I wasn't impressed with Ohio State last week. You struggled on the road at Indiana. I get it. It's Thursday night. But still, man, like, they did not impress me whatsoever. I feel so confident about my Penn State pick after Thursday.
Much Indiana to show.
Okay. Well, JT Barrett looked like fucking trash. JT Barrett looked awful. He looked awful.
Okay, so I'll touch on a couple of that. I do like the Oklahoma State overpick. As y'all know, that's I'm following Mason Rudolph and his wideouts all the way to the Final Four college playoff. What's up? Sorry for partying. And then in the Oklahoma bet, I kind of like it just because, yeah, Mayfield, I mean, they're strong. They're real strong. But even going into the horseshoe, I'm going to use the same excuse I used for Florida State and Alabama last week. I don't feel that there's that much difference in the skill level. So let's see if I'm right on that one this week. But at the same time, I like those two. And then Louisville, UNC, I'm indifferent. How are you closing up, Phil or Pierce?
Let's not forget that Oklahoma has a rookie young head coach going into the horseshoe. Yeah.
Okay.
Could be.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. I just need them to cover the 7.5. I don't need them to win.
And again, I think the quarterback would be a bigger. I mean, he was. What's his name was there last year anyway.
Baker.
No,
baby,
I know Baker was like there last year. I'm saying the coach was the offense coordinator last year. So he's not like shy to be in a big game.
He's
a head
coach now, though. It's a lot different.
Yeah, it is. Granted, preparation-wise, it's a lot different. You got to worry about everybody, but I think he's fine. He's good
I don't
to
think
go.
He's too big for
his whole life. His whole life has been building up for this job. I think he's ready. I mean, I'm not worried about it. Also got Auburn. Big on the Tigers. Plus 5 at Clemson.
On the road.
On the road at
Clemson.
And you're
just sucking Clemson dick 2 seconds ago.
I know, which is – I'm in a tough spot here as far as that goes. Because I like Auburn to win the SEC still, even though Alabama looked great. I'm sticking with the Tigers. But Clemson, I mean, I just feel like sooner or later they have to lose a football game, and I think this is going to be it. Not only do I think Auburn covers, but I think they might possibly win the game. What do y'all think?
I like Auburn as well.
Ooh, see, I like them to cover, but I don't like them to win. I think Clemson – at home, even with the noob quarterback.
He's good, though, boy.
He's
going
to be better than Stedham is from Auburn. I mean, they're going to have to rely heavily on Petway and hope the defense is strong. But I think Clemson makes enough plays to win at home. That's my guess. I don't fucking know.
You are a big-time Jared Stedham hater. You hate
Stedham. I really just hate the booger eaters top to bottom. Like, ever since the whole Cam Newton thing, I hate the booger eaters.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, they're awful. I hate them, too. But, they might not win, but I definitely think they cover. And then my last pick to round it out, South Carolina. I really wanted to take the over in the South Carolina Missouri game. It opened at 62 and it's all the way up to 74.5. I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. So I can't get on that with 12.5 point disparity. So I'm gonna take the Gamecocks plus 2.5 at Mizzou because fuck Mizzou. I hate Mizzou. They don't belong in our conference.
That's fair. And I mean, as y'all know, I picked South Carolina to win the whole East. I mean, I saw it in the tarot cards. I'm pretty much safe on that one. I'll ride on that one. Phil, what did you
think? I'm in agreement. Pierce may not like this. Two of my picks are Auburn plus 5 against Clemson and Carolina plus 4. Mizzou. So.
Why wouldn't I like that? Plus 4, I don't know where you're getting your lines from. That thing opened at 3. It hasn't touched.
Whatever.
But anyway, we'll worry about that later. So in summation here, Okie State over, Louisville over, Oklahoma, Auburn, South Carolina. Boom, baby.
All right, all right.
And a wild card, just something to look at for you.
This does not count there.
This doesn't count, but it's just a flyer. Penn State's covered 11 in a row. They were one of my picks last week. They're 20.5-point favorites against Pittsburgh. If you like streaks, I recommend getting on the Nittany Lions.
There you go. Phil, good luck beating that card. Let's hear what you got this week. I heard you say pregame that you were a little bit more prepared. I hope that doesn't mean you're about to go 1-4 since you actually thought this week.
Well, I wasn't as prepared on my picks as I was on the, some of the other segments.
Okay. Well, what you got this week?
I like Purdue +4 versus Ohio.
Riding your Boilermakers, huh?
Yeah, they made me look real good last week. I think that's the one y'all laughed the hardest.
Oh my God, did we ever? We made fucking fun of you about that one.
They damn near won the game.
That's when Kip said, "I'm gonna turn your fucking microphone off." When he said Purdue, that's when he had had enough.
Auburn +6.5, or I don't. That's okay. What I have it at. What did you say?
We got it at 5 now.
Okay,
it's moving a lot.
+5. Mississippi State -6.5 versus Louisiana Tech.
Ooh.
All right, I'll give my 2 cents on this one just because I have a dog in the fight. See what I did there, boys?
Woof woof bark.
Yep, come for the hilarity, stay for the jokes. I hope we cover. I know last week wasn't like a real team that we played, but at the same time, I know La Tech went off on Northwestern State, and that's the equivalent of Charleston Southern. So I guess this will be a semi-true test. We're going down to Shreveport or Monroe. Where the fuck is Tech?
I think it's in Ruston, yeah.
Ruston, okay, yeah. So we got to go down there. So I know that they beat us down there a couple of years ago, so hopefully that's not a same situation. But we need to go 2-0 and have a nice little showing going into LSU next week. So I appreciate you picking my boys. What else you got on the docket, Phillip?
Well, I've got NFL picks.
Oh, well
hammer them,
let's
dude.
Hear them.
Oh, all right. Tampa Bay +2 versus the Dolphins, if that game happens.
Yep. So they're trying to look for a neutral site as we record this, but they have rumored that they want to possibly move it to – they both have the same bye week, like week 11 or 13 or some shit, and they're debating moving it. So hopefully they don't, but that is an option.
I also heard moving it up a few days in Miami is still a possibility.
Okay, so how about just in case they don't play that game, do you have an alternate pick?
Atlanta -6 versus the Bears. Okay.
Cool. At the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're the Bears. They drafted Mitchell
quarterback.
Mike Glennon. God. And then
John Fox is their head coach. I mean, he's a good head coach, but he's not been in the last few years.
Touche. All right. So that's not a bad pick. I can get behind that, Phil. I had that one as well. Did you have one more if I had to guess?
I do not.
Okay, so you're banking on Miami and Tampa playing, so that's a good deal.
Yeah, so you don't have an alternate game.
Yeah, Purdue +4, Tampa +2, Auburn +6.5. I didn't say Carolina +4.
Oh, he had South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, South Carolina. Yeah. I got you. My bad. Yeah. You told us that earlier.
Yep. My apologies. Well, Phil and Pierce, I can kind of back some of what y'all said. Here are my takes for the weekend. I'll start with the college so that we can kind of move our way towards the NFL. I've got Oklahoma State -28. I know you said you like the over, but I'm going to go ahead and take the fucking – give them the points away. I don't give a shit. I expect a 62-21 game. So
yeah.
I'm betting on Mason Rudolph and the Cowboys and that Oklahoma waterfall of a haircut from the coach to get me through. And then I got – I'm following Pierce's footsteps. I got the Arizona State, San Diego State over 55.
Oh, no, I don't have that one.
Well, I mean, you had Arizona State.
I had it last week.
You're an overs guy, so I'm following the footsteps in that regard.
I did have that last week, and it missed by a point. Yeah, the Sun Devils are going to score. I'll probably still take that.
Yeah, I'm going to probably bet a couple of y'all's games as well. But for my fivesome, those are the only two college ones I had. I figured since the NFL, the big boys are playing this weekend and the slate of college games, I mean, we touched on, I think, the big games of Auburn, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State. That I'll watch them, but I have some other shit going on that I would probably rather do than watch the rest of that slate. So I'm going to move on to a Sunday. And I've got Atlanta -7. Again, I'm not sure what Pierce is or Phil's looking at for lines, but I like the
Dirty Birds. Phil, where did you look those up, just out of curiosity?
Because those are very forgiving, and I like those lines.
Yeah, whoever's giving those out, I want to talk to.
Or maybe I was looking at the opening lines. Whoops.
That's fair. So I'm also going to jump on Houston at home, -5.5 over Jacksonville. Blake Bortles got this starting job by default, I guess, I don't know exactly how this guy's still a quarterback. I feel like Kaepernick should have had that job. I feel I could have that job. I feel that Chad Henne should have that job. But since they're going to start Bortles, I'm going to bet on the best defense in football. And so I'm taking the Texans. Does anybody want to fight with me on that?
No, I didn't even hear what you said. Sorry.
Okay, that's perfect. And then I'm taking – Zeke is playing week one. So I'm taking the Cowboys. I figure he's going to run with a lot of animosity like he runs at women. So I'm going to take Dallas -3.
And, okay, can I just say real quick how much bullshit it is that he's playing this week? Like, upheld, I don't give a fuck about the goddamn arbitrator or judge or whatever. Like, you should be sitting out. Like, if it's upheld, you shouldn't be playing 1 week. What's the fucking point? Just take your suspension, Zeke. Anyway.
Yeah, well, so I need him. So I think it's because it's a divisional game. Otherwise, he probably would have just tried to ride the pine and start the suspension. But since it's a divisional game, I need the W. So I'm taking Dallas -3. And that's my five. I had an alternate that I was going to use if Zeke got suspended, but I guess we'll touch on that in the NFL. I had Phil's boys Saints +3 at Minnesota. Not really sure why they're underdogs, but whatever. That was my sixth pick of the week that does not count towards our games. So, does anybody want to fight on any of those?
No, thanks. I mean, unless you want to, like, you could throw down.
No, I'm okay with that. That's cool. So we touched on some gambling picks. Let's go straight to some NFL predictions for week four. Let's start with we're going to do it by division. So similar to how we did the conference and how we did the college football playoff, we're going to do divisions, and we're going to give everyone's picks and post them on the internet so y'all will be able to follow along as well as refer back to them at the end of the season or as long as we continue to go. So let's start with the NFC East, seeing as we got two dogs in that fight. Who you got to win the NFC East? Pierce, who you got?
New York Giants, Eli Manning, going to spread the ball around. G-Men, going to win it. Because I think the Skins are going to step back. I don't know what to think about the Eagles, and I don't like Dallas. I think six games without Zeke's going to expose Dak, and they will not make the playoffs.
All right. So Pierce has taken
G-Men.
The G-Men. Who you got, Phil?
I like the Giants as well. I think this is one of the tougher divisions to pick. I think any team could win it, actually.
But, agreed.
The Giants have a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. I think Dak is going to have a sophomore slump.
Heard that.
You know.
I can understand that, and usually I'm one that's usually like avoids the sophomores in fantasy as well as assumes this. And I'm not gonna lie, I was gonna probably take the Giants as well until both you cocksuckers did it. So I'm gonna ride or die with my boy. So I'm gonna go ahead and take Dallas because I have zero faith in Kirk Cousins. I think he throws the season because he's a pussy. And I think Carson Wentz was just a wrong decision overall. So I'm going to go ahead and take Dallas just because I have to stand by him. But I do think you're right. I think even if the sophomore slump may be existent, but I think because you're not able to lean on Zeke running so strong, as well as you lose two offensive linemen, one to retirement, one goes to Denver, I think there are pieces that are not going to be there. But look to Dak to maybe extend the field a little bit more this season. So maybe throw it downfield a little bit more than just chunking it to the white kids. He may throw it to the black guys down the field and score a couple more points. So I'm not sure it'll be necessarily a Dak issue, but I don't think Dallas is as good. So that's just my opinion. So let's move to the next division. Let's do NFC West. Who you got, Pierce?
NFC West. I got this written down in a weird order. Seattle, man. Russell Wilson, Seattle. Why not?
Okay. All right. So Phil, our Pierce is really stepping outside the box here, making some bold plays.
Well, look, man, I was going to pick the Cardinals, but, like, God, they're going to – I don't know. Fuck them. Nah, Seattle. Boom.
Phil, who you got?
Shit, I got the Seahawks as well.
I hope we have all the same picks. We definitely.
I mean, the Cardinals are just getting too old. Carson Palmer, Larry Fitz, you know, you like the guys, but they're just, they're both in their late 30s. David, the running back, is amazing, but...
Yeah, but how long can he stay healthy? David Johnson hasn't had, like, a setback in his career yet. He's, you know, sooner or later, that guy is in on almost every play. Like, sooner or later, he's got to get beat up a little bit. They do have a great secondary,
but Matthew can't seem to stay healthy for the full season, always misses some games. I just don't think that they've got it, and the Rams are the fucking Rams. And the 49ers, they'll be improved, but they're not going to contend for the division.
That's fair. That's fair. So because y'all have really made this a really enjoyable podcast this week, I have to take somebody else, and I'm going to take Arizona for a couple reasons. I think Carson Palmer bounces back pretty strongly, and I also believe that Larry Fitzgerald is kind of doing his last hurrah. So I think that they do a little bit better. I think that defense is going to be healthy again. I think they do they kind of make a turn as well. I mean, Matthew Peterson, Chandler Jones, or whomever. I don't even know who the hell's on that defensive line, but I feel that Arizona's going to take care of this. I feel that Carson Palmer has a bounce back year. Maybe he and Larry both retire as division winners. So I'll take Arizona.
You know, he's on that DL, big Robert Kim Dichie. He's been basically unblockable in preseason. So.
Oh, against those third stringers that he's playing against?
Yeah, get from the third string. Popcorn ready. Bobby's going to destroy this year.
This is the same guy that didn't get see the field last year for multiple reasons.
Look, yeah, well,
he's playing against third stringers because he is a third stringer.
Hey, why you got to hate on my man so hard?
You just took Seattle. I'm just sticking by all of my guns here.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm cool with that. All right, so we'll
do a smooth transition. And
you're not going to like my next two picks. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I'm sure they fucking mimic Phil's because y'all share a brain. Phil, who you got in the South?
The South? I'm going to go with the Bucks.
This goddamn hat, this whole website is based off of staying biased. You can't even pick your own fucking team to win your division?
I got them on a wild card.
Okay.
Bucks, you know, nobody ever repeats in the South. It's anybody's division every year. They're the hard knocks darlings, you know. And fuck the Falcons. I'm not gonna pick them.
Hey, did y'all watch Hard Knocks?
I've watched a few episodes.
No, but I would watch it if Irma was hitting them.
Oh,
I mean, that's not being mean. I would watch it if it was still going on during like a hurricane. That would be interesting. It's not interesting for me to watch Jameis steal crab claws or whatever the fuck he's doing.
He looks really bad in it. Really bad. Not as bad as John Franklin looked in season one of Last Chance U, but he looked bad. Yeah. So, you know, John Franklin's a fucking receiver at FAU. He's not even playing quarterback. He finally gave up on his quarterbacking dreams.
If you were strong, I was strong. And I said, if y'all were strong.
You didn't say he was a receiver, did you? You just said he was there.
He was a receiver.
Well, I had tuned you out by that point in the show, Phil. Oh, well, he tried to play quarterback. He was a backup quarterback, too. Maybe they moved him there at the end of the year.
I was wondering why y'all kept talking about this same, I guess, gentleman. I don't even know who the hell he is. I don't watch Last Chance U. I just know who the teacher is that bangs all the students.
So you don't know John Franklin III? He's this prick that started at Florida State and then ended up at Scuba and then went to Auburn, didn't fucking play, and then went to –
Sounds like
now
Canaan.
He's a receiver. Yeah, he's a prick.
Okay, so that's Phil is going against his boys and taking Tampa this year.
I'm really surprised there. I thought he was going to go with my pick, which is the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, how do you stop the Falcons, dude? Who's going to stop them in that division? I know it's not the Bucks.
Well,
I know it's not the Saints.
Just some past the Panthers. History.
I know the whole never repeat
they were,
thing.
You know,
I get it.
Yeah, but
yada, yada. They
don't have to repeat for you to pick the Saints. The Falcons won it last year. You still could have picked the Saints, Phil. I'm almost going to mute you just for not picking your own damn team.
I'm being realistic.
Yeah, I didn't pick the Skins.
But Atlanta didn't suffer any major injuries last year. They got a lot of lucky, you know, results, and that shit just doesn't happen 2 years in a row. They'll take a step back.
That is true.
Agreed.
And I agree in that notion, and that's why I'm taking the Panthers. I think Christian McCaffrey was what they were missing last year. I think Cam comes back this season a little bit healthier. I know he was a little banged up prior to preseason, but I think he's going to be ready. I hope he's going to be ready, and I feel that they have kind of like somebody they can dump the ball off to, as well as not rely on Jonathan fucking Stewart as their only running back. So I think that Christian McCaffrey makes that big of a difference. He opens up the field, you know, maybe for Olsen to go a little bit further downfield because linebackers staying in, gives Kelvin Benjamin the ability to streak on the outside. So I'm taking the Panthers. That's about the only reason, but I also didn't want to side with either of y'all because I've been yelling at y'all the last two divisions, so I had to pick a third one as well. I do believe the Falcons fall off a little bit, to agree with Phil in that regard. Julio still has a Julio-type year, but I don't think Matt Ryan has an MVP-type season. So I think Tampa was a great pick by Phil, except that his team is in that own division, so it's just funny. So I'm going to take the Panthers.
So, I mean, so when we're picking, we just have to pick our team, even if...
You don't have to. I was just giving you shit about it. I mean, no one's going to pick the Redskins. The Redskins are the worst.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa, watch your
tongue.
Dude,
the Saints have been 7-9 three seasons in a row. Like, why would I think they have a chance to win the division?
Well, then when y'all fire Sean Payton, you can hire Jeff Fisher and become 8-8.
Ooh.
No, he was a 7-9 king, too.
Or worse.
Fair enough. So let's go to the division that nobody has a dog in the fight, to be honest, and that's the NFC North. We may all end up agreeing on this because it seems like it's a one-ish dog race.
Yeah, I'm definitely not taking Matt Stafford, Skip.
Yeah, who you got, Pierce? I'll let you start the reins.
I got the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Shocker.
There we go. All right, who you got, Phil?
Not me, dude. I got the Vikings.
Okay.
All right, that's not a bad pick.
Packers tend to underachieve in the regular season. But Packers are my other wild card. They underachieve in the regular season and then get hot in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm just tired of Aaron Rodgers' smugness, too, you know.
I fucking hate the Packers. They've beaten the Cowboys twice in the playoffs in recent years. I fucking hate them. But
I do, too.
I feel that they're going to win the North just because – I don't know where the Vikings are with having Sam Bradford and then Dalvin Cook as the rookie, and the offensive line is just kind of meh.
You got to remember the Vikings, you know, did start off last year. They did just completely fold at the end of the year, but their coach had like 37 eye surgeries during the season, and that's, you know, exaggerated number, of course. But it seemed like every week he was having an eye surgery, and that, you know, couldn't have been the most ideal circumstances for a team. So. You know, another year with Brett.
Oh, well, his eyes are better now. He's going to have a great season.
Well, the dude was never around to, like, to coach his team.
That's fair. And now they have a full year to work with Bradford because Bridgewater's knee was so fucked that it's still not repaired after. I mean, I think he tore it last year in preseason. That's when they went out and got Sam Bradford. So, I mean, he's been over a year with every torn ligament, and he's still not back. So, I mean... I don't know. I guess Sam Bradford's going to be there for the placeholder for another year, but I'm not exactly sure they're going to be 10-6 or 11-5, which would require them. They'd have to be that to win the division, I think. So I'm going to take the Packers as well. And with that, that wraps up our NFC synopsis. So let's move on over to the AFC. I started with the East, and we'll kind of just do the same, I guess, pattern as we did the NFC. Who you got in the AFC East? Everyone should be agreeance on this one.
Breaking fucking news.
Yeah, no shit.
I got the New England Patriots.
Everybody got the Pats?
Yeah, if you don't
Jay Cutler's
going to
take the Patriots down, then you're just fucking delusional.
I agree. And the other two teams
seem like what you're having.
Hey, I do want to know, why Buffalo, a team that has running quarterbacks, has gone and signed like every – I think they have the last – like Rutgers quarterback. That guy, I feel
– Tom Savage?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, Kaepernick should have a fucking job. He could be a great quarterback in Buffalo. They already had Tyrod Thomas or Tyrod Taylor.
I think the Bills are tanking. I think the Bills are tanking like the Jets.
Yeah. Well, that makes a little bit more sense. But they gave away, like, half their fucking defense in return and all of their receivers to the Rams. So, I mean, they've given away their top players, let one of them walk. All they have left is Shady, pretty much. So that sucks.
They should have kept the Ryans if they want to tank. Nobody tanks like the fucking Ryans tank.
Nobody goes down like the Ryans on feet. So,
like, I don't know. Like, why do you get rid of him? If you want to suck, you just keep Rex there. He's entertainment value, and you're guaranteed to have a terrible team.
I don't think the fans really give a shit if they win or lose. If we've seen any of those documents, like those videos on Instagram.
They just want a fucking party. I had no idea that Buffalo got down like that. No clue. I guess when you lose four straight Super Bowls, that's what it turns into. Is like you just don't care.
No more hope.
Now that they're on the internet, now that they're on the internet so much and famous, and it's just going to get better.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
They're just going to push the boundaries further and further.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. That
pretty soon there's going to. I don't know what's going to turn into, but this season's going to be interesting in Buffalo. Just in the parking lot. Forget the stadium.
I mean, somebody needs to do like a documentary, like Hard Knocks, Bills Mafia edition.
They did. Barstool did one. It's actually pretty damn good. I'll give them credit. I actually follow a lot of their shit, but that's a good one that they do. Is their first like documentary was actually based on the Bills Mafia. It was pretty fucking strong. So. It is fun to watch those videos on Instagram. I'm like, man, these guys kind of put every college school to shame. You know, like you think West Virginia fans are rowdy. Go look at Buffalo. So let's move on to the next topic, or the next division, excuse me, the AFC West. Who you got in the AFC West? Pierce, you lead it off.
Chiefs.
Hey, you want to talk to Phil, me? Ooh, yeah. Phil, coming in hot with the Chiefs. Alex Smith.
They're just consistently good. Andy Reid's an awesome coach. They don't make mistakes. And the Raiders just have a ton of hype to live up to this year. And I don't think that they'll live up to the expectations.
All right. Phil, Pierce, he's talking about your team.
And like I don't think Marshawn Lynch is going to be like the difference maker, yeah. You know? Like,
oh, my God, is he ever? He's going to score so many fucking touchdowns.
Sat out
of
gear.
It's going to be insane.
He's 31. He's a hard runner. So, he took a lot of pounding in those years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, did you see what he was doing last year? He was, like, hanging out with Bear Grylls, scaling rock faces and shit. Marshawn's going to be fine. I got Oakland winning that division. Phil and his not-going-to-meet-expectation argument for every fucking team that's on the board. Oh, well, I don't think they're going to meet expectations. Fuck that shit. Uh-oh. Oakland. Sorry. Oakland's going to go like 13-3, dude. They're going to roll through the West. Roll.
All right. And so roll. I'm going to follow Pierce on this one. I think that Oakland's offensive line is what separates them from everybody else. I don't know if Marshawn Lynch plays 16 weeks. I don't think he cares enough to play 16 weeks. He may get tired in November and be like, fuck it, I'm done. But at the same
time, dude, they're going to use Marshawn inside the 10, and that's pretty much going to be it.
That's cool.
Like, I don't think you're going to see Marshawn between the 20s too often. Maybe you will. Maybe I'm wrong, but who knows? They got rid of Murray, didn't they? Yeah. He's gone. Yeah,
I think he's in Chicago or Minnesota or somewhere. But what's it called? They have, I guess, not a stable, but they have a couple little water bugs that can run pretty quickly behind Marshawn Lynch. So a little bit quicker guys than they are thicker guys between the tackles. So we'll have to see. But, I mean, they still have Crabtree. They still have Amari. And they still have Carr coming off the injury. I mean, I feel that they would have easily won the first playoff game last year and then contended with New England in the playoffs had Derek Carr not gotten hurt. And obviously my opinion doesn't mean shit because it didn't happen. But, I mean, I think I can see Oakland coming out of the whole AFC, but we'll cross that bridge in a second. But we got two Oaklands and a Kansas City. So no one's got faith in old Brock or the quarterback by committee.
Oh, Brock, man. I don't have faith in Brock at all. I'm with you. Chad Kelly's going to be, as soon as he's healthy and figures it out, he's going to be their starter. Probably not this year, but next.
And no one's taking next. Phyllis Rivers, the most pull-out game weak guy I've ever seen in my life, the father of 12.
They got the big home field advantage with their 30,000-seat stadium.
They don't have 30,000 fans anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, so that touches on the West. Let's go north and south, a little longitude. Who you got in the South? Beat up in our AFC South. Who you got, Pierce?
I got the Tennessee Titans. This is the year that Mariota puts it together. Delanie Walker, DeMarco Murray. They got some weapons on the outside. That kid, Rashad Matthews. He's legit, dude. I just know him from fantasy last year. That's pretty nerdy. But anyway, I like the Titans to win the South. Fuck the Texans. Fuck Andrew Luck. Who else is in that? Fuck them, too. Titans.
I'm going to have to agree with Pearson again on this one. The Texans have been underachieving for years, even though they've been making the playoffs. But, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, scraping by. I mean, winning that division at 8-8 and making the playoffs, like, you might as well not win the division.
Sorry, I don't have faith in Tom Savage.
It's all right. It could be. I'm taking the Texans, so y'all can all suck my dick. I think Deshaun Watson takes over the reins around week 5. They have the best defense, I believe, in the NFL, and especially with Watt coming back healthy and Clowney, and then you got Bernard McKinney in the middle. I mean, they got a lot of pieces on that team that are pretty strong. They got Miller that can run the fucking ball, and then they got Hopkins on the outside. I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans. One reason I would have gladly taken the Titans had y'all both jumped Texans. But I can argue the Texans against the Titans all day. And so we'll have to kind of just wait and see. Can Mariota hold up versus who's going to be the quarterback in Houston? So I'll take the Texans and the defense and bank on them to both obviously beat up on Jacksonville and Indianapolis. But I think the Texans can come out and take –
You know, the Texans are dealing with that shit in Houston. You know, it's not like they're displaced, but it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to be building houses, you know, in spare time doing charity work and stuff. It's going to be, they're going to have a lot of stuff to worry about besides just football.
Hey, quick shout out to J.J. Watt. Y'all see he raised, like, over $15 million?
He goes 16, pretty, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I said over 15, Phil. Technically, 16 is more than 15. So, I mean, let's be a dick about it. Like, if you're going to try to get me on something, get me on something. But anyway, sorry for interrupting. I just felt like JJ needed a shout out. That's impressive.
Absolutely.
What a badass. Yeah, but no, you're right. They will be distracted whether they're displaced or not.
But at the same time, you could be playing for something. So you could be like, I'm playing for the city of Houston. And yeah, they may not necessarily be doing Habitat for Humanity this fall while they're playing. They'll be there in the spring when the season is up. But I think that them playing for Houston gives them not necessarily a chip on their shoulder, but a little more oomph that they may need to win that road game in Nashville or to beat whomever they have as – you know, a common road opponent that everybody else has. They'll win a game or two they shouldn't because of defense. I'm sure J.J. Watt will do something extra douchebaggy on, you know, Twitter or Instagram, but it is hard to rip on him right now because of all the good he has done. But I'm taking the Texans. Give me the feel-good story of the year. Texans win the division and maybe win a playoff game. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge later in the fall.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep. So the last division we have is actually one that's going to be kind of interesting if I had to guess. Let's talk the AFC North. Phil, why don't you lead the show? Who you got here?
Steelers. Just because they've got the pedigree. The Ravens don't really look too formidable. And the Bengals are the Bungles. And then the fucking Browns could go 0-16.
Well, you know. They're the Browns.
First off, I don't think that the Browns get 0-16. But to
really believe that.
What happens
if
the game gets hurt? You're going to really bank? You're going to hinge your pick? You think that Landry Jones can pick up the game?
Big Ben does get hurt every year, and they still, you know, make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I was flopping back and forth on this one a lot. Ravens have a great defense. Bengals are the Bengals. I don't think they'll ever win the division. But I rolled with the Steelers as well because I think it's Big Ben's last year, right? This is it for him?
Pretty much. He's kind of made that point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it for him. So they're all going to rally around that and be like, oh, let's do it for Ben. It's Ben's last year. Whether they like him or not, I'm guessing most people hate that guy. He seems like a cocksucker. But I think they win it for Ben. Steelers win the North, baby. Hey, we got to pick the wild cards too. Don't forget.
All right, we'll do that next. But so I'm going to take the Bengals. I think Andy Dalton, AJ Green being healthy, and then now they're going to have Joe Mixon in the background backfield. I think Joe will
cheering for a woman beater.
Joe Mixon brings
Phil. Dude. We're not talking about domestic violence anymore. We touched on that with Zeke. I mean, we're done with that segment.
He likes Zeke, Jeffrey Simmons, and this clown. So,
hey, I hate Greg Hardy.
Ooh, yeah. Well. Yeah.
And I hate guys that jump out of windows, too. So you don't necessarily have to be women.
You only hate Ole Miss people, I think. I don't know why.
No, I'm not a big Tom Brady guy either, but he didn't go to Ole Miss. So it's okay.
Nobody likes Tom Brady.
Yeah, so it's okay. I don't really like any daddy from New York either. But what's it called? So I'm taking the Bengals.
European golfers.
Oh, man, they're the worst. So the Bengals, that's who I've got in that one. So we've recapped our winners for each of the divisions. Let's go through our wild card and conference champions. And then we won't have to necessarily pick the Super Bowl champs. We'll wait until that comes a little later in the year because everyone's going to end up just picking the Patriots because y'all are fucking miserable to talk to. So I don't even want to have that conversation. But let's talk wild card. I think Phil kind of touched on earlier. You have Green Bay and...
the Houdat Nation.
That's right.
Ooh, the Saints. Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, all right. And who you got for the NFC...
I went with Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Bucks. I have been watching Hard Knocks, and I think they're a fucking joke of a team, but I'm going to roll with them. And then I talked a whole lot of shit about Matthew Stafford, but I think he's going to get a wild card, and he's going to lose once again in the first round, wild card round. So Detroit and Tampa Bay from the NFC.
Y'all gave me these options, so I'm kind of stoked about it because I had to end up picking somebody random in the NFC South. So I'm taking the Giants out of the NFC East to be a wild card. And then I think my sixth team is going to be the Falcons. I think that they're better than Tampa. Somewhere along the line, Tampa does the Tampa. Doug Martin fumbles three times. They end up 8-8. Panthers go 10-6. Falcons go 9-7, something like 11-5, 10-6, something like that. So I'm taking ATL and New York Giants as my NFC teams in the wild card. And then let's go ahead and discuss the AFC. I think we did Phil on the first. Let's do Pierce this one. Who you got, Pierce, in the AFC? Excuse me.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals, baby. Again, I think the Bengals lose their wild card game because they can't win a playoff game. They are fucking cursed. But and then the Chiefs, like you said, all that stuff you said about Andy Reid, it's true. I think Andy's a good coach, very disciplined team. Alex Smith, even though you want to hate him, you want to talk shit about him, he gets it done. So, yeah, Chiefs, Bengals, AFC wild card. Boom.
All right. Phil, who you got in the AFC?
Raiders.
The Raiders.
Raiders.
And the Texans.
Ooh, a lot of y'all got faith in the Texans. See, I don't have any faith in the Texans, but that's just me.
That's fair, that's fair. So my two are going to be, I'm going to take the Titans. I do think that they're, I think Mariota kind of comes around this year. I think that our offensive line, according to PFF, is like top four in the league. So I think that they can kind of get the running game going with the by committee with Henry and DeMarco Murray. So I'm going to take the Titans, but I have Pittsburgh as my five seed. So the Titans will sneak in the sixth spot over Kansas City. I think Kansas City's luster is kind of worn off. I understand that Andy Reid's a good coach, and I do agree with you on that, Phil. But, I mean, they're not going to go 6-0 in the division again this year. And I think after this year of missing the playoffs, that's kind of when the controversy is going to start with the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes. Should Alex Smith still be there? We just spent this first round top 10 pick on him, blah, 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 blah. I have Kansas City just barely getting beaten out for the sixth spot by the Titans. So I got the Steelers as my five and the Titans as my six. So we've kind of touched on all the divisions as well as the wild cards. Let's do conference champions, and I guess we can go ahead and pick Super Bowl champions since we got about 10 minutes left before my dinner's ready.
Phil, what do you got?
I believe that the Steelers will get hot in the AFC and make their way to the Super Bowl. They'll play the Patriots in the AFC Championship, and the Packers will face off against the Seahawks in the NFC Championship, and the Packers will get to go to the Super Bowl as the wild card.
Ooh,
little rematch from a few years ago.
Yeah, okay. I likes it. It's not a bad team. You picked veteran quarterbacks. A little bit unknown on the running back for the Packers. I don't know if Ty Montgomery can carry a load to get you through the playoffs. I think you have to be a little bit more than one-dimensional. But, I mean, there's a lot of fucking weapons. They brought in the dude from LSU for the Packers. Dupree is one of the receivers. They have Cobb and Jordy still, and they brought in Bennett as their tight end. So Aaron Rodgers has all the toys and very few excuses. We'll see if they can make it. Phil, Pierce, who you have?
Well, I'm sick of the Patriots. Like, the same thing I said about Alabama. Like, fuck the Patriots. I'm sick of them. They're probably going to be in the Super Bowl, but I'm not picking them. I'm going with the Raiders. The fucking Raiders. Love it. And then in the NFC, I mean, I don't want to pick Seattle, but I'm going to pick. No, I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'm picking Atlanta. Atlanta's going back to the Super Bowl. Yeah. They're playing Oakland. And I don't know who's going to win. If you put a gun to my head, though, I'm going to say the Raiders.
All right. And, Phil, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off when I was ranting about the Packers. Did you have a winner between the Pittsburgh and Green Bay?
Let's go with the Steelers. The win one for Big Ben.
Ooh, yeah. See, that's this what I'm talking about.
You're going to rip on me about domestic violence, and you're picking this. I mean, this guy fucks women in the bathroom against their will, and yet I'm the bad guy, the guy that chases the
allegedly.
Same for Zeke. It's alleged.
Zeke suspended.
You know,
for
Big
six
Ben
games.
Just misbehaved a little bit. Big Ben misbehaved just a little bit before, you know, social media exploded. He, you know.
Uh huh. Did he get suspended?
He's lucky.
That?
He's a lucky bastard.
Did Big Ben?
I believe
get
he
suspended?
Did get suspended.
He did. Okay. All right. Not for.
I don't know if he did. I couldn't vouch for that
for like
either.
One game.
Yeah, it was well before the Ray Rice incident, so there was no need to actually make a, you know, a definitive statement as the NFL by taking away one of their primo, you know, franchise's quarterbacks.
Hey, yeah.
So that's nice.
Hey, real quick, he did get a 6-game suspension, and they reduced it to 4.
See, that's fucking bullshit. He raped women, so that's fucking bullshit. All right. So
he didn't
speaking
rape
of
rape women, he was just was really creepy and like
assault. Yeah, in a bathroom,
sexually okay. Assault and domestic violence. Which one would you rather? I mean, come
yeah,
on, guys.
Just whipping it out, you know, like inappropriate ways. And,
yeah, all he did was be like, "Hey, check this out, baby. There's a lot. That's Little Ben. I'm Big Ben. You want to come back to the Hody?" And I just think, you know, maybe it's one of those situations where she was down and then she was like, holy fuck, maybe I shouldn't have done that. All my friends think I'm a whore. I'm going to say he did it. Anyway.
All right. Well, I'm not going to sit here and victim shame, so I'm going to go ahead and pick my
team. Ooh, yeah. Although that's what Zeke's doing. You're on Zeke's side, and all he's doing is victim shame.
That case was dismissed in court.
They're claiming it's a fucking conspiracy. Oh, they're trying to bring down my client. My poor, innocent Ezekiel Elliott, who beat this chick up. He just needs to take his fucking medicine and sit down. Just let it.
Shut the fuck up. So here's my team's. For I'm going to take Oakland and Green Bay. I wanted to take the Cowboys before today, but with the 6-game suspension being upheld, I just don't know how well we'll sink or gel. I know I have them to win the division, but that may be a 10-6 out pretty soon by without having a bye kind of 10-6 season. So I'm taking Oakland and I'm taking Green Bay, and my winner is going to be Green Bay.
Ooh, so wait, did both y'all have the Packers? Wait, both y'all have the Packers in the Super Bowl. One of y'all has them winning, one of y'all has them losing.
And then you and I both have Oakland, and I have Oakland losing, and you have Oakland winning. So we didn't really veer too far from each other. Great minds must think alike sometimes.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, that was just Patriots fatigue. But yeah, fuck them. Sooner or later, they're going to lose. It's going to happen. Gonna happen.
That's true.
Besides the year they went 16-0, that usually the year that they're like clear cut Super Bowl favorites is the year they blow it in the AFC Championship to like the Ravens.
Yeah, or the Oakland Raiders.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for as well. It's kind of the same reason I hated the Yankees in the late 90s, early 2000s, and things of that nature. I don't want to see them win a 6th fucking championship ring. So I'm just not cheering against. I'm not cheering for New England ever. But
no.
And I also don't cheer for any teams from the Northeast, but that's just a personal bias. What's it called? But that's our recap for the NFL. Everyone will be able to look and see that on the website, hashsports.com. Don't be shy to go over there and click and see whatever we've been drumming up lately. And then, of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LNO Podcasts. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to our NFL preseason recap, as well as our rundown from week one of college football. I want to thank you all also for putting up with the fact that I'm recording from my studio in the woods. Sorry for being that guy, but
Kent's camping, in case y'all didn't hear those fucking
cabin.
Crickets.
I have a nice little cabin out here that I like to broadcast from. Very quaint Wi-Fi free place, so... It's not too terrible.
In the mountains too.
I'm beautiful.
It's fucking gorgeous. I'm jealous. I'm just sitting in a fucking bedroom.
Sweating
right
your
now.
Dick off in the desert. So,
Man. Well, you know, here in Las Vegas, we have this thing called central air and heat, which y'all don't have there in Denver in most houses. So a lot of the country probably won't get that. Like they don't have Central Air and Heat.
Shit,
out there.
Phil's in New Orleans. Same. Not everybody down there has it. They must. They
bullshit.
Have, oh man,
bullshit. Even the poorest of fucking poor people shit. Have Central Air. Yeah, air seat.
I don't know if all those houses have Central Air, Phil. I think the shotgun premise originally. It doesn't matter. We're not getting into the architecture.
Seven window units, like
yeah, that may be the case, but I'm not gonna. Fucking broadcast from a room with a cent. You got mad at me earlier because you could hear the fan pumping. So I did from my cabin.
And I'm not mad about the crickets. I think that you drove out to the woods shows a real.
It added a nice little ambiance. It really set the tone. The vibe.
And who knows? Those might be our number one fans. Maybe they were like seeked you out. Maybe it's not like a coincidence that they're there. Maybe
I got some crickets in the studio with my bottle of Silver Oak and pack of Parliament Lights.
I know we had promised I would be recording with Kip tonight, but that's what he took off to his camp, and that's why we're not together. He sold me out.
Went to his cabin in the woods, man. Did she? Hey,
sometimes you gotta just kind of escape from society, especially when I hang out with you fucktards. You know, it makes me dumber. I have to go out in the woods and get away from humanity.
Yeah, everybody's got to decompress sometimes. I know that.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all jumping on again this evening. I appreciate all the listeners for tuning in. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves again. Don't forget to go and contribute some content. Tell me who you think's going to win the divisions, the conferences, and the Super Bowl. It will be plugged. It'll be up on the website by Thursday. So, gentlemen, I hope you have a great evening. Thank y'all so much.
Bye. Howdy, howdy.